Ann Arbor Randage residents have always felt somewhat ahead of the national curve when it comes to recycling, certainly in the state of Michigan. But some unexpected controversy arose this year, and the issues have yet to be fully addressed. Amid a long list of safety concerns, the city fired ReCommunity in July. That's the North Carolina-based firm that had been running the materials recovery facility on Platte Road. Crescent Slotin is the City of Ann Arbor's Systems Planning Unit Manager for the recycling program. He says many of those issues that led to the firing still exist today.
We are still in the process of evaluating the equipment and the facility for identifying the repairs and things that need to be done to get things back into full safe operation of the equipment in the facility.
As a stopgap measure, the city contracted with Waste Management, Inc. out of Wayne, Michigan to operate the MRF while longer-term solutions are worked out.
Still in development, but it would be a multi-year contract with an operator where we would definitely be back to processing all the material here in Ann Arbor, and that is really evolving right now.
Moving forward, Slotin says city staff will continue reviewing the bids from three separate operators and then make a recommendation for a longer-term contract in January. Those companies are Waste Management, Inc., Recycle Ann Arbor, and Mterra Environmental USA. What kind of recycling program will the city run in the future has also been called into question. Ann Arbor's new city manager, Howard Lazarus, made a statement contending it may not make financial sense for the city to continue using a single-stream process. Slotin says for now, things will remain the same.
We're sticking with the single-stream process. The residential carts, those are working very well. The residents are sticking to their methods, the ways they're recycling, which is doing a very good job of putting in the material that in the end does get recycled.
When it comes to Ann Arbor recycling operations, it may be fair to characterize 2016 as a year of some upheaval. It would appear 2017 will be a year of improvement. David Fair, 89.1 WEMU News.